From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Swiss Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis expects smooth election in Indonesia. Indonesia and Switzerland identify initiative to strengthen trade cooperation. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the Swiss Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis expressed his hope that the 2024 general elections in Indonesia would go well. This was conveyed in a joint statement after meeting his Indonesian counterpart, Minister Retno Marsudi, in Jakarta on Wednesday. He also said that compared to Indonesia, Switzerland only had 6 million voters in the general election. He remarked that the high number of voters in Indonesia presents a special challenge so that the general elections can run well.
As soon as Indonesia will have its presidential elections, I wish you a free, fair, and peaceful election. The numbers are impressive. In Switzerland, we have an electorate of, pay attention, 6 million people. In Indonesia, you have an electorate of more than 200 million. So it's another challenge, of course, of organizing it than in Switzerland.
Furthermore, Minister Ignacio Cassis pointed out that Indonesia, as the largest democratic country, also, along with Switzerland as the oldest democratic country, has the same goal in promoting democratic values. He also pointed out that Switzerland appreciates Indonesia's initiative in holding the Bali Democracy Forum, which is intended to strengthen the democratic architecture in Asia Pacific. Indonesia and Switzerland are committed continuously strengthening trade cooperation of both countries. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in a joint statement after meeting her Swiss counterpart Minister Ignacio Cassis in Jakarta on Wednesday. She also said that cooperation of both countries succeeded to grow in 2022, worth $2.7 billion. It increased 38% compared to the previous year. Minister Retno also pointed out that this positive trend is a contribution from the enactment of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement between Indonesia and member countries of the European Free Trade Association, or EFTA, or Indonesia-EFTA-CEPA. She further explained that to maintain trade growth between two countries, both ministers of foreign affairs identified a number of issues, starting from involving all stakeholders, particularly business players, to prioritizing capacity building.
To sustain our trade growth, we identified several initiatives, including by engaging all business stakeholders to utilize Indonesia-EFTA-CEPA, prioritizing capacity building programs on rules of origin and SPS standard. And I asked Councillor Cassis that Indonesia would like to see the recognition of the ISPO certification to facilitate Indonesia palm oil to enter the EFTA market.
Moreover, Minister Retno also underlined the importance of ratifying the bilateral investment treaty between Indonesia and Switzerland. She also remarked that this treaty will provide business certainty and legal protections to investors. Minister Retno also welcomed Indonesia's entry as a priority country for Swiss Development Cooperation 2021-2024 for the fourth time successfully. She added that the program has funded 37 projects in the public-private sector, including the Renewable Energy Skills Building Initiative and the initiative under the Sustainable Landscapes Memorandum of Understanding. As a sectoral dialogue partner for ASEAN, Minister Ratna also said that Switzerland has the same view on the importance of strengthening sectoral dialogue, including on developing human resources and promoting sustainable development in the region. Indonesia is ready to stop cattle imports from countries if they are found to be affected by lumpy skin disease or LSD. This was pointed out by Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yassin Limpo at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. He also said that the government has to be ready to stop the import of cattle coming from countries with LSD. The meat cannot be consumed. He informed that the handling of LSD and anthrax cases in cattle is similar and requires burning cows affected by the disease and burying their carcasses. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, has responded positively to Indonesia's membership request. This was conveyed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto. In a statement received by Antara on Wednesday, he said that the government interest has received a positive response from the OECD, considering there is constructive and cooperative relationship between the Indonesian government and the OECD. Indonesia's leadership plays a major role in various global forums and Indonesia's good economic performance. He also remarked that Indonesia is currently focusing on using its demographic advantage to achieve its vision of becoming a high-income developed country, as outlined in the 2025-2045 National Long-Term Development Final Draft and Golden Indonesia 2045 Plan. Let's move on to the international news, where just weeks ahead of the one-year anniversary of the mass protests sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini, Iranian authorities are considering a draconian new bill on hijab wearing that experts say would enshrine unprecedentedly harsh punitive measures into law. As reported by CNN.com, the 70-article draft law sets out a range of proposals, including much longer prison terms for women who refuse to wear the veil, stiff new penalties for celebrities and businesses who flout the rules, and the use of artificial intelligence to identify women in breach of the dress code. Experts stated the bill, which has not yet been passed, was a warning to Iranians that the regime would not back down from its stance on the hijab despite the mass demonstration that rocked the country last year. Singapore worked closely with authorities in the United Kingdom on their investigation and prosecutions of former F1 CEO Bernie Ecclestone. It was said by Singaporean Deputy Prime Minister Lawrence Wong on Wednesday. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Ecclestone is facing trial later this year for fraud over his alleged failure to declare to Britain's government about $650 million, or $484 million, held in a trust in a Singapore bank account. The 92-year-old billionaire pleaded not guilty to the fraud charge in June. The United States is pushing back at the Chinese government initiative that encourages its national to participate in counter-espionage activities. The State Department said on Wednesday that encouraging citizens to spy on each other, as reported by VOA.com this week, China's Ministry of State Security, its main agencies overseeing foreign intelligence and anti-spying, posted a message on China's WeChat social media site, saying the effective implementation of the counter-espionage law requires not only the work of China's national security agencies, but also the extensive participation of the people. The latest move by MSS followed an expansion of a Chinese counter-espionage law that took effect on July 1st. Well, listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. Indonesia presented cultural arts of the Melanesian provinces on Indonesian night at Holiday Inn Hotel Port Vila Vanuatu Sunday. In the approximately 2 hours mini-show, the Indonesian art team from Papua and East Nusa Tenggara province sang several songs that are popular among the local community. The enthusiasm of the local community at the event was reflected when they joined the dancing of the Yospan dance by the dancers of the Kaspi dance. The dance, which conveys a message of friendship, spark a sense of intimacy and excitement. The arrangement of Indonesian Night was intended to be an appreciation for Indonesia for the 7th Melanesian Arts and Culture Festival, or MECFest, in 2023, as well as to warmly welcome the Indonesian Arts team from the people of Vanuatu. The Indonesian Arts team performed at the MECFest stage with the likes of Michael Jakari Milena, alumni of Indonesian Idol 2004, Franz Sisir, the third finalist of Asia's Got Talent 2019, Lala Suwages, and Boy Sao Soa. The indigenous music group from Maumere, East Nusa Tenggara, Lace Plung, also performed the Ikun Beta dance, accompanied by the song Sora, Song for Children, and Gemufa Mire. Despite having its debut performance outside of Indonesia, the group was still able to perform well and impress the local audience. The MECFest, which was held for the seventh time from July 19 to 31st in Port Vila, Vanuatu, is a cultural forum for countries in the Melanesian subregion. The festival, organized by the Melanesian Spearhead Group, or MSG, and its partner Vanuatu Cultural Center, or Vanuatu Cultural Center, was attended by artists from MSG members. Indonesia became an associate member along with other member countries such as Fiji, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Island, Vanuatu, and non-state member of the Front de Libération Nationale Kanak et Socialité, or FLNKS. The invitation for the participation of Indonesia was specifically conveyed by the Director General of the MSG when he met Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in Bali last December 7, 2022. The invitation was then reaffirmed by the Deputy Prime Minister of Vanuatu, the Honorable Alutoi Ismail Kasakau, to Minister Retno Marsudi on his working visit to Jakarta in June 2023. That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023 at gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history on August 3rd with the event in 1949. Indonesia and the Netherlands announced a ceasefire. On 3rd August 1949, the governments of Indonesia and the Netherlands announced a ceasefire. This ceasefire marked the final stage of the war for independence. Indonesia and the Netherlands finally negotiated a settlement of the dispute and recognition of sovereignty at the Round Table Conference. We move to the next event in 2005. When Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was sworn in as president of Iran. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is the sixth president of Iran. His presidency began on 3 August 2005. In the Iranian elections on 24 June 2005, he secured 61.91% of the vote. He is widely known as a conservative figure who is very loyal to the values of the Islamic Revolution Iran. In his term of office, he reversed many of the changes made by previous mayors who were more moderate and reformist. In the 2013 Iranian presidential election, he was replaced by the moderate conservative Hassan Rouhani. We end with the event in 1959, when a coup brought down the president of Mauritania, Mayo Orchid Ahmad Taya. Soldiers and members of the presidential guard in Mauritania staged a coup against President Mouaya Ould Taya. The coup was launched when President Mouaya Ould Sheikh Ahmad Taya was in Saudi Arabia on the occasion of King Fahd's funeral. The coup was successful without causing any casualties. The group calling itself the Military Council for Justice and Democracy announced the coup in a statement carried by the state news agency on August 3, 2005. That's today in history.
Dari kej kejauhan tergambar cerita tentang kita. Terpisah jaraknya waktu, ingin ku ungkapkan rindu lewat kata indah. Tak cukup untuk dirimu, sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu. Dan apabila tak bersamamu, kupastikan ku jalani dunia tak seindah kemarin. Sederhana tertawamu sudah cukup, lengkapi sempurnanya hidup bersamamu. Jika hariku lalui tanpa hawamu, percuma senyumku dengan dia. Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya Bakar, said that the 34th Asian Senior Officials on the Environment, or ASEAN, meeting was a momentum to strengthen commitment for the planet's better future. When opening the 34th ASEAN in Bogor, West Java, on Tuesday, she invited Asian member countries to reaffirm their determination to make the best efforts in a bid to address climate change, with strong and effective actions that reflect the equality of national circumstances. She also encouraged all Asian members to further enhance the Nationally Determined Contributions Document, or NDC, and mobilize financing from all sources in a predictable, adequate, and timely manner to address climate change. Minister Siti revealed that Indonesia views good management of water resources as very important to achieve the sustainable development agenda in Indonesia. In this context, Indonesia continues to accelerate the reductions of water pollution, good management of watersheds, or DAS. She further pointed out that good watershed management is an integral part of integrated water resources management, including programs to provide access to safe drinking water and sanitation for all. Furthermore, Minister Siti said, that the implementation of the Asian Outlook on the Indo-Pacific is also one of the priorities of the Asian Indonesia Chairmanship in 2023. Therefore, she said, Indonesia is encouraging broader Indo-Pacific cooperation by involving the Pacific region. She added that ASEAN is also expected to be able to take steps, including strengthening coordination for the promotion and implementation of relevant principles and priority areas of the ASEAN Outlook, and developing cross-pillar and cross-sectoral synergies in ASEAN. Minister Siti also invited all ASEAN members to keep working hand-in-hand in creating a clean and green environment for the people of ASEAN and the world.
Ini tak terfikir olehku. Aku pernah beri rasa pada orang sepertimu. Seandainya sejak awal tak ku yakinkan diriku. Tutur kata yang sempurna tak sebaik yang ku kira. Andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia, takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu. Bagaimana dengan aku terlanjur mencintaimu yang datang. Terfikirkan olehmu, hatiku hancur karenamu, tanpa sedikit alasan, pergi tanpa berpamitan. Takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu. Selama sejak awal tak ku yakin. Tutur kata yang sempurna tak sebaik yang ku kira. Andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia, takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, last Saturday, Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, took part in the procession of Tepung Tawar at the Pulau Penyengat Tourism Village, Riau. According to Sandiaga, this tradition needs to be preserved because it can add to the uniqueness and attractiveness of destination in front of tourists. Tepung Tawar is one of the Malay traditional traditions, a legacy of previous kings, which is usually done at weddings, circumcisions, welcoming the pilgrims, thanksgivings, welcoming guests and others. The name of Tepung Tawar itself is taken from one of the ingredients used, which is in the form of rice flour, which is diluted with water. By carrying out this tradition, the community is asked to let go of all activities or everything becomes a bargain. There will be no more feelings of dislike or discomfort. To carry out the Tepung Tawar tradition, supporting materials are needed, such as white rice, yellow rice, birchi or fried paddy rice, potpourri, or the potpourri here is a collection of flowers consisting of several different flower buds, which smell good and are arranged in one container, and rice flour. There are also gandarusa, cuang-cuang, and ribu-ribu leaves. All of these offerings have different meanings. White rice means a symbol of fertility. Yellow rice means a good progress. Potpourri means fragrance of name. And rice flour means purity of heart. This tradition of Tepung Tawar begins with receiving or taking a little or pinch of white rice, yellow rice, birchi and potpourri, then sprinkling it over or around the body of the person carrying out this tradition, sometimes accompanied by the words congratulations, good fortune, hearty, and so on. Then bundles of kalinjuhang leaf and other leaf are chopped into a white bowl which contains water and white rice and slices of grated lime and then sprinkled on both of the person's palms, always accompanied by the word congratulations. Then a little rice flour was taken and wrapped or attached to the palms of the participants in this tradition. During the procession, the sowing of Tepung Tawar is accompanied by recitation or prayers and the recitation of holy verses from the Quran. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Namun, hatimu telah tersenyum lagi. Aku yang kamu lupa. Tak sadarkah selama ini ku juga selalu menginginkanmu. Mengapa sulit untuk ku bisa miliki hatimu? Bahkan selama ini hadirku tak berharga untukmu. Yang terjadi kini, ku hanya rumah persinggahanmu. Di saat kau terluka dan di saat semuanya reda, kau menghilang begitu saja. Jadi tujuan saat hatimu terluka, aku yang jadi obatnya. Tanpa pernah kau hargai cinta dan kasih yang setulus ini. Mengapa semuanya reda, kau menghilang begitu saja.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, Batu Street Food Festival BSFF 2023. Listeners, Batu Street Food Festival BSFF 2023 will be held again by the Indonesian Hotel and Restaurant Association of Batu City, East Java, in the courtyard of Among Tani City Hall on August 11 to 13, 2023. The chairman of the BSFF 2023 committee, Didi Rocky Wahyono, stated that this year's BSFF will be different from the previous ones, so it should not be missed by culinary lovers across many regions. Some of different attractions for the people and tourists in Batu City are the Muri record of the longest apple strudel pie. The pie will then be distributed to 1,000 orphans. there would be various entertainment shows in the Batu Street Food Festival BSFF 2023, including BSSF Fashion Street, Telegram Gathering, Dance Performances, K-pop in Public, Mobile Legends Competition, DJ Performances, Zumba, and many more. The arrangement of BSFF 2023 is also in collaboration with the flower and fruit community of Batu City to raise the city's image and local wisdom. In terms of culinary, there will be 5 categories, which vary from the colonialism era, the Japanese occupation, the fighters, the legends, and the modern era. These foods will be served by around 50 members of hotel and restaurant associations of Batu City. The price is very affordable, yet the taste is still 5-star level. The visitors can buy the food starting from 10,000 rupiah, which can be paid digitally through QRIS. Batu Street Food Festival BSFF 2023 has been initiated by the Indonesian Hotel and Restaurant Association, Batu City, since 2007. Every year, this event advertises hotels and restaurants in Batu City to tourists, as well as being a tourist attraction to boost the number of tourist visits in Batu City. This year, BSFF features the theme of Kisah Rasa. That's Miss Seleni.
Kalau harus ku mengingatmu lagi, aku takkan sanggup dengan yang terjadi pada kita. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Kalau akui aku kalah, cinta ini pahit dan tak harus memiliki. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau bawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Panjang perjalanan yang harus kulalui, merelakanmu. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu.
akan merubah takdir cinta yang kupilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu. Oh, jika aku akan merubah takdir cinta yang kupilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. Now, I'm going to give you one of the best songs of Coklat. Coklat was formed in Bandung on June 25, 1996. The members of Coklat took the name Coklat because they wanted to make music that can be enjoyed by all, just like chocolate. Coklat has changed its members several times. Currently, Coklat has Kikan in vocal, Ernestine Fardian Sharif in guitar, Ronnie Febri Nugroho in bass, and Edwin Marshall in guitar, and also Erwin Ilyas in drum. Coklat gained fame through their second album, Rasa Baru, in 2001. With Karma as their main hits, Karma is about someone heartbroken's feeling against their lover, who is never faithful. The song was a top hit at that time, and Coklat always perform it in a show. Well, listener, here is Coklat with Karma.
Sampai
Voice of Indonesia.
Kami memang meraja.
our listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.